Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. It's Monday, which means it's time to check in on the news, events, and issues affecting the overall business climate in South Carolina. Alan Cooper is the founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state: Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. So he should have a pretty good idea of what's going on around the Palmetto State. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So what's showing up on your radar?
Well, I'd like to talk about five news items that pass by our desk that I think are just tremendous news for South Carolina.
Okay, what's number one?
Number one, I was emailed by Lee Stogner, the chair of the Carolinas Engineering Cluster, that the Greenville-Spartanburg area is ranked number six in the nation in terms of engineering. And they measure that in terms of number of engineers per capita. And when you think about it, engineering is at the root of innovation. The Greenville area has a great capacity for innovation. You think of all the inventions that come in terms of design and processes and building materials, let alone kind of the traditional engineering disciplines. This is tremendous news for the Greenville area. We have an engineering cluster. We've made tremendous progress in this area in the last decade.
Number six in the nation. That should help our recruiting efforts for more engineers.
Yeah, we have a lot of great engineering companies, and we do a lot of major engineering projects. I think we're in the top three places in the nation in terms of going forward with large-scale engineering projects.
What's number two?
So number two, there was an announcement out of the University of South Carolina that they set a record for research dollars, $230 million. It's a record high. Research dollars are up 4.5%. This in a time of government sequestration and government cutbacks.
In fact, we have an interview airing the end of this week from a USC professor, a startup company that is using CO2 to clean homes and rid them of allergens. So that's an example, and they received a big grant from the National Institutes of Health.
Yeah, it's amazing news.
What's number three?
So number three was the University of South Carolina. Joey Von Nessen presented a report on the impact of the aerospace cluster. I don't think in 2005, when the Michael Porter report came down for South Carolina's strategic competitiveness, that aerospace was mentioned. So since the arrival of Boeing, this has grown into a $17 billion impact in South Carolina. It's the fastest growing sector in the economy by far. It grew since 2010 by 11.4%. The rest of the economy grew by 1.4%. So it's a great success story. There's 100 companies related to aerospace in this sector. A lot of them are small companies, too, so great news.
And in fact, maybe some more engineers coming our way, and this time down to the Lowcountry.
It all ties together, definitely. The engineers that we have are the ones that are developing the advanced materials that go into these specialty planes and aerospace, so it's cool stuff.
Number four.
Number four, UCAN, the Upstate Carolina Angel Network, ranked number eight nationwide in terms of angel investor groups. This is amazing. This is a relatively new initiative. Matt Dunbar, the managing partner up there, has done an amazing job. What it says to me is South Carolina is a great place for startups, great place for investors, and it's a great place for entrepreneurs.
You know, that's been one of the complaints about our state, I guess, over the past few decades, is lack of funding, lack of investing capital, and now all of a sudden we're up there.
I love it. Number eight in the nation. I don't think they saw it coming either.
And number five.
Number five, I chose the ports. The ports announced just recently that they had a great fiscal year. Their operating profits were up 20%. Their revenues were up 17%. So year end, we have a healthy financial port. Is it the key asset that we have in the state? Probably. They've got a lot of capital projects on the horizon. Having a great financial results, critical.
And Alan, we're heading into the fall now, so how's that event calendar looking for our business community?
There are a lot of great events. We're talking about entrepreneurship. There's a lot of great events for entrepreneurs. One that caught my attention was September 12th through 14th. There's a startup weekend in Charleston. It's a global entrepreneurship event at the Lowcountry Tech Academy. We have a link to that event on each of our websites. And any of the great news that you heard today, you can find on our websites.
Alan, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is the founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina: Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more, etvradio.org/scbr. where you can hear this show again and send us your comments through our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.